Dubai Eye
103.8. So in just over 3 weeks' time, single-use plastics will start to disappear from the world's busiest international airport. In June of this year, Dubai Airports and their partners pledged to ban single-use plastics in 2020 as part of its commitment to reducing negative impacts on the environment. 95% of 290 concessionaries, such as Costa Coffee, Pret-a-Manger and McDonald's, have begun phasing out plastic cutlery, plastic drinking straws, plastic food packaging and other disposable plastics from their outlets around DXB and DWC. To tell us more about this initiative and plans for 2020, it's an absolute pleasure to be joined on the line by the Executive Vice President Commercial at Dubai Airports. Eugene Berry joins us live on the line. Eugene, thanks very much indeed for your time this morning. What an initiative. And just try and sum up for our listeners how big a year 2020 will be for you and the rest of the team at Dubai Airports.
Yeah, thank you, Tom. Thanks for the opportunity as well to come on again. It's a big one for us, and it's part of our overall program to reduce our carbon footprint as an airport. We're involved in an international initiative which is managed by the Airport Council International Airport Carbon Accreditation Program, and we're currently on level 3 of a 4-level program. Level 1 involves mapping and measuring our footprint. Level 2 is about making commitments to reduce that. And level 3, which is what we achieved last October, was the optimization level, which involves working with our partners and stakeholders across the airport to make very tangible, proactive steps in this area. And reducing or eliminating single-use plastics is one part of that, Tom. And the other part is, for example, reducing our energy bill, introducing alternative energy consumption means, like we've introduced 15,000 solar panels in one of our terminals, for example. But the single-use plastics ban is something which is quite evident, I think, that people will see and businesses have become actively involved with. So for us, it's a big step, I think, in terms of making it very visible for customers, for travelers coming through the airport to see how we have reacted to that and how we're reacting to that through our partnerships across the airport. And as you said, we've had almost 300 of our partners in retail, food and hospitality across the airport signing up to this pledge. So we're very we're down to the last few weeks now, and very confident that we'll achieve our first phase target for January 1.
In terms of those partners, and I named just a few of them in the lead in there, but was it a challenge to get partners on board?
Surprisingly, not at all, because I think, first of all, individuals, I think, have become much more aware of this issue over the last couple of years. And also businesses have become much more adamant, I think, in tackling this issue as well. So from our point of view as an airport, or from a landlord perspective, it has been a huge surprise to us at how enthusiastic and how everybody has been taking this extremely seriously and extremely creatively as well. And there have been costs or complexities associated with finding replacements, but the level of engagement we've had with our partners has been exceptional, and we couldn't do this without them. It's been huge.
I mean, obviously, when we talk about the scale of, you know, just DXB alone, not even taking into account DWC, the tens of thousands of people coming through the airport on an hourly, on a daily basis as well. Give us an idea, if you can, quantify the amount of plastic that is being used at the moment and how much you could potentially get rid of every year when you phase in the plastic-free policies.
Sure. Over a year, typically over a year, we recycle over 44,000 tons of paper, glass, and other waste across the airport. And in the first 6 months of this year, we collected and disposed of about 16 tons of single-use plastic bottles and bottle caps across the airport. So that's just across the board. When we tested the pledge during World Environment Day, which was last June, I believe, in one day, we prevented the distribution of over 100,000 straws in one day. So if you take that over a year, that's a massive amount of plastic just from one particular use, which is straws. And for let's say you mentioned McDonald's, Tom. McDonald's, as part of their commitment to this, are replacing something like 5.5 million individual items, which they will replace next year in 1 year, just by doing this pledge. And if you take that across the board, it's a massive, massive amount of effort and a massive impact it's going to take or make in 1 year across the board when we take 300 businesses across the airport.
Interesting you mentioned there a couple of the partners as well. Is there sort of a sharing of best practices amongst partners? Do you look at partners like McDonald's and others and go, oh, that's a good idea, maybe we can adopt that?
Yeah, no, definitely. And I think the creativity and I think the best practice in most cases is coming from the partners themselves. And many of them are global companies like McDonald's or Costa Coffee or Starbucks or some of the other companies we're working with. And they're bringing best practice from the US and Europe and Asia here as well. So we're really learning very quickly through them. We're finding things that people, you know, listeners to your program will become familiar with, like bamboo straws and materials made from paper, from bamboo and other organic materials. And all of these ideas are actually coming through the partners themselves. There's a fantastic example of an alternative to plastic bags coming through, which we found being followed in the local market as well through Virgin Megastores, which is an incredible product. Which, if you've seen it, and Virgin aren't one of our partners in the airport, but I think the practice that they're following locally is exceptional, which is a bag which feels like plastic and looks like plastic and operates like plastic. It's got all the usability of plastic, but none of the nastiness of plastic, and it's instantly degradable in warm water, and you can pour it down the drain with no harm whatsoever because it's made from organic materials. And we've become familiar and aware of these products through the partnerships we have at the airport and some of the connections and knowledge we have of the local market as well. And since we've announced the ban earlier this year, our partners are starting to take their own steps as well in doing this. Emirates, for example, quickly announced as well that they're removing single-use plastics from on board as well, and they made that announcement back in June as well. And they believe that they're going to remove something like 80 million single-use items from landfill every year just by making that decision. So this is a project that's happening on the ground at the airport, but it's touching other parts of our business as well in the air and hopefully across the community as well.
Obviously, you and the rest of the team at Dubai Airports and major partners like Emirates, as you mentioned there, and those within the airports are not shy of making bold decisions, have made many in the past as well. How much of this decision-making process has been fueled by the demands, the requests, or the suggestions from travellers at the moment? Is this what is unique about single-use plastics at the moment, that this is something that travellers want?
I think we're seeing that more and more, and we're responding, I think, to behavior, which is now becoming very evident when consumers are facing businesses. And we did a number of surveys over the past couple of months, and in one of those surveys, which was done among UAE residents, we found that over half of the respondents to the survey actually claimed that they carry a reusable water bottle when they're traveling. And almost half, it was 49%, said they would choose to dine in an airport restaurant if it avoided plastic packaging that comes with takeaway food options. And something like a third said that they would refuse to buy items at an airport if that business was providing non-recyclable materials. So, and something like 90% of respondents said that airports should be more vocal and should be more active in this area. And this is coming from UAE residents who are traveling a lot. And, you know, everybody by nature travels from the UAE. So we're listening a lot to what people are having to say about this. And our business is increasingly global as well. So we're a big, obviously, DXB is a big connecting hub and relies a lot on transit and connecting traffic coming through our airport. So people are much more informed these days. They're much more aware and active and make decisions, I think, not just on price or value or convenience, but also on the responsibility of businesses that they interact with more and more.
To that end, and I think we'll all agree, Eugene, yourself, myself, and many of our listeners out there, that a world without single-use plastics would be a better world. And yet, do people also need to be realistic of the demands on you and other airport operators where security concerns are so high a precedent within the work that you do, the field that you work in, that plastics are and have been a sort of necessary evil up until now? Finding replacements is going to take time.
They are in some areas. So you're right to say that, Tom. So the ban from the 1st of January will be very phased, actually, in its implementation. So we're starting with plastic cutlery, drinking straws, takeaway food packaging, removing polythene bags from shops, restaurants, and so on. So the challenge of plastic bottles remains. Mm. And we found an alternative to that, which we will need a little bit more time to roll out across the airport to deliver on that. But you're absolutely right. Plastic in the form of plastic bottles for drinking water is still a necessary evil, and people are used to traveling in certain ways globally through our airport. So we do have to be careful of the fact that we can't do this overnight. Having said that, we have started to introduce more drinking fountains across the airport as well, where people can refill their existing bottles or their own carrier bottles that they're carrying with them. But we are determined that phase two is definitely to eliminate plastic bottles. The biggest areas where we see this problem is obviously through food outlets and retail outlets at the airport, but also through security areas where people are not allowed to bring in outside bottles into the airport. So we do have to find that balance, Tom, and that is actually in phase two as well, which is going to come very quickly after January next year.
As you've said, you're not afraid to take on those challenges at the moment. That's why 1st of January 2020 is going to be so significant. Obviously, DWC, DXB making that pledge. Do you think, personally, Eugene, or from your understanding of the industry as a whole, are other airports going to follow this lead?
They are. They're definitely. This is something that's happening right now across the globe, actually. And it's different for us because I think the volume for us is very different. It's enormous. But I think airports across the world now are taking this very seriously. So we're very happy to take a lead in this. But I think we're following what the expectations of travellers are these days, which will more and more interface with other airports as well in the region and across the world.
Last one from me, Eugene, a little bit off-piste. It is the festive season. We're getting ready for another very busy weekend of travel. Ordinarily, we tell all of our listeners to get to the airport nice and early because of the sheer volume of traffic going through the airport in the coming days and weeks. Would that be the same for this coming weekend?
Absolutely. This weekend is very busy. So the holiday season is starting early for Dubai residents. So we would urge people to come earlier than you normally plan to come to the airport. And check in online, download apps, plan your journey. There are many different ways of coming to the airport these days. And we want people to travel calmly through the airport and have a stress-free journey with us and stay with us. And in the meantime, enjoy and spend a happy time with us and start their journey well and start the holidays well.
Good on you, Eugene. Happy holidays to you. Happy Christmas. Happy New Year if I don't see you before. And thanks very much indeed for your time.
Thank you, Tom. And thank you for having me on the show.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.